Blog Talk Radio.
Who will save us now? The nation's rage, voices crying now. Some of them for freedom, some of them for healing, for someone to lead them. This world hangs by a thread, on the edge of time. What we have come to dread, a rivaling life, like a string on a knife, headed for free fall.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. This is another Wednesday night service. We just started about a month ago, and tonight's show is The Promise. We're going to be reading what Saul, that turned Paul, was talking about in Galatians, and he's talking to the Galatian church, and he's got a lot to say about The Promise. And how's it going, Jacob? How you doing tonight, man?
Doing good, bro. Glad to be here back in the hot seat with you, Stan. Let's get this thing done tonight.
Amen, brother. We're going to right now, I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer for the service and for everybody that's listening. Lord Heavenly Father, I ask you to open I announce open heaven on this show tonight. Ask your kingdom to come upon this show, to be open on this show, to actually touch each and every person on this show. Lord Jesus, I announce open heaven on this show. Holy Spirit, I ask you to touch the hearts that needs to be touched tonight. I ask you to turn the Holy Spirit within these people, to get them working again, to get them back on the street, get them building the kingdom again. There's a lot of people that's been sitting around and just, you know, going to church and not doing a whole lot. And right now it is one of the biggest times to try to get them out on the street, get them doing things. I ask you to encourage them, Lord, through this show, and let them know that you are, Lord. You are the power. You have all of this. It is just waiting to be open in these people. I thank you, Lord, for this. I thank you for touching the people tonight. I thank you for the healings that is going to happen tonight on this show. I thank you for all the people's minds you're going to touch, all the minds you're going to renew, all the hearts you're going to renew on this show tonight. And I thank you for this Holy Bible that you've given us, the word that you've given us, the word that renews our mind where we can see you clearly every day. Thank you for giving us the word itself fully, where the Holy Spirit can guide us through the word and let us know your heart more clearly every day. I ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
So, amen. Tonight we're just going to go right into Galatians. It's Galatians 3. I was going to go and start at 15, but I think I'm going to start at the very first, because it's really going to open a lot of doors and let us see a lot of things. Now, Paul was writing to the Galatians that says, you foolish Galatians, who put a spell on you before your very eyes? You had a clear deception of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Tell me this one thing. Did you receive God's Spirit by doing what the law required, or by hearing the gospel and believing it? How can you be so foolish? You begin by God's Spirit. Do you know what to finish by your own power? Did all your experiences mean nothing at all? Surely it meant something. Does God give you the Spirit and work miracles among you because you do what the law requires, because you hear the gospel, and because you believe it? Consider the experience of Abraham. As the scripture says, he believes God, and because of his faith, God accepted him as righteous. Should you realize then that the real descendants of Abraham are the people who have faith? The scriptures predicted that God would put the Gentiles right with himself through faith. And so the scriptures announced the good news to Abraham. Through you, God will bless all mankind. Abraham because and was blessed. So all who believe are blessed as he was. These who depend in obeying the law live under a curse. For the scripture says, whoever does not always obey everything that is written in the book of the law is under God's curse. Now, it is clear that no one is put right with God by means of the law, because the scripture says only persons who is put right with God shall live. But the law has nothing to do with faith. Instead, it has scripture saying, whoever does everything the law requires will live. But by becoming a curse for us, Christ has redeemed us from the curse that the law brings. For the scripture said, anyone who is hanged on a tree is under God's curse. Christ did this in order that the blessings which God promised to Abraham might be given to us, the Gentiles, by the means of Jesus Christ. So through faith, we might receive the Spirit promised by God. And it says, the law, my brothers, I am going to use an everyday example. When two people agree on a matter and a sign, an agreement, no one can break it.
or add anything to it. Now, God made his promise to Abraham and to his descendants. The scripture does not use a plural descendants, meaning many people, but the singular descendants, meaning one person, only namely Christ. What I mean is that God made a covenant with Abraham and promised to keep it. The law, which was given 430 years later, cannot break that covenant that can cancel God's promise, for it is God's gift. Depends on the law. When no longer depends on the promise, however, it was because of his promise that God gave the gift to Abraham. What then was the purpose of the law? It was added in order to show what wrongdoing is, and it was meant to last until the coming, of Abraham's descendant, to whom the promise was made. The law handed down by angels with a man acting as a go-between, but a go-between is not needed when only one person is involved, and God is one. Does this mean that the law is against God's promise? No, not at all. For if mankind had received a law that could bring life, then everyone could be put right with God by obeying it. But the scripture says that the whole world is under the power of sin. And so the gift which is promised on the basis of faith in Jesus Christ is given to those who believe. But before the time for faith came, the law kept us all locked up as prisoners under the coming faith should be revealed. And so the law was in charge of us until Christ came, in order that we might then be put right with God through faith. Now, the time for the faith is here. The law is no longer in charge of us. It is through faith that all of us are God's sons in union with Christ Jesus. You are baptized in union with Christ, and now you are clothed, so to speak, with the life of Christ himself. So there is no difference between the Jews and the Gentiles. It goes on to say, between slaves and free men, between men and women, you are all one in union with Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are a descendant of Abraham and will receive God what God has promised. But now, to continue, the son who will receive his father's property is treated just like a slave while he is young, though he really owns everything. While he is young, there are men who takes care of him, meaning minding his affairs until time is set by the father. In the same way, we too were slaves of the ruling spirits of the universe before we reached spiritual maturity. What when the right time finally came, God sent his own son. He came as a son of a human mother and lived under a Jewish law to redeem those who were under the law so that we might become God's sons. To show that you are his son, God sent of his son into our hearts the spirit who cries out, Father, my Father. So then you are no longer a slave but a son. And since you are a son, God will give you all that he has for his son. So the question is that, you know, everyone here that has accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior with your heart, as it says, as you acclaim with your mouth and you accept with your heart. Now, if you claim with your mouth and you accept with your heart, Christ has sent his spirit to live within inside of you. And when God the Father looks at you, he looks at you as he's looking at Christ, because Christ is blended with you.
And when Christ is blending with you, he's creating a new man. He's creating you to look like Jesus. He's creating you to be a mimic of Jesus. But as our, I say, as our hearts and our inner man is being transformed, the word is meant to transform our minds. Transform our minds. I mean, you know, our minds has been picked up stuff daily. Daily we're picking up stuff off of TV. We're picking up stuff, you know, from what people tell us and all that stuff. And that's trying to renew our minds too, worldly, into worldly stuff. But the word is what helps renews our minds to godly things. And I was talking with a friend of mine today that I do lawn care with and stuff. I was talking with him and his girlfriend, all that. And we was talking about this. We was actually talking about the same thing. And he was talking about somebody he knew that, you know, proclaims that they're Christians, but they don't really show it in their lives. And I'll say back a year or so ago, I'd probably say he's not saved and all this. But, you know, I learn all the time. I'm not, you know, I'm learning like every Christian is. I'm being renewed like every Christian is. I'm by no way saying I'm better than nobody, because I learn different things every day, and that's the way the Christian walk is. But I do say at this time now, I've learned more in to say that this guy could be, you know, could be a saved Christian, but he's not renewing his mind daily. His heart is there. His soul has been changed, but his mind's not been changed. And he's still following his old habits. Until I'll say you or anybody, I mean anybody out here is listening that's been saved and they keep on finding their ways back into their old habits and they're not really sticking to the word. They're not trying to stay in that grace and praying and staying, you know, staying close to the presence of God. I know he's in you, but you got to bring him out of you. I mean, bring his presence out where he can shine. Like it says in the song, let your little light shine. Let it shine. You know, the light that's in your lantern, are you letting it shine? Or are you sticking the light underneath your bed? I mean, Jesus even says that in one of his parables, you know. Do you keep all your lights underneath your bed where nobody can see it, or do you put it up on the mantle where everybody can see it? So if you're keeping your light, the Holy Spirit hid. You're keeping the God, you know, the bit that God gave you hid. You're not going to change. You're going to look like the same old man, and you ain't going to have much change in there. But if you put that light that God put in you and you try to develop it, you start pouring more oil in that lamp. And, you know, anytime you pour oil in that lamp, that flame grows. That promise God gave you, it's just like if you go to a bank and somebody gives you a promise of a loan, you know, and they give you a loan, and or better yet, I'm going to say if you go and put money into a investment, and they say every month you're going to get 10, 13%, or every year you're going to get 10, 13%. Okay, you put your money in that account, and you never get nothing out of it. You know, they never give you that 10, 15%. You never see it. You never see come of that. So that's what God did to you. He invested, Christ invested his spirit in you. And he wants to get, you know, he wants to get a taste of what he's put in you. He wants to see investment come out. He wants to see a return. He wants to see return what he's put in you. Okay. Is your return going to church and sitting on the pew every Sunday and then you're going back to work and acting like the world? Or is your return going to church every Sunday and then you're going out and you're showing Christ to people and trying to show how Christ walked? We're supposed to be walking in Jesus' sandals every day. Every day. And I know we do make mistakes. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes. I fall sometimes, and I got to be lifted up. Jacob falls. He has to be lifted up. The big ministers on radios, they fall. Lord, you know they fall, and they got to be lifted up. It takes them about 2 years sometimes to be lifted up. But, you know, we all fall, and that's where grace comes in. See, all this stuff that we received, we didn't deserve it. Even the laws that God sent for us, we couldn't keep them. I mean, I don't care how good and perfect, how good, even Jesus found these folks. Some of these Pharisees and stuff was around there. They was all rich and all this and that. But they said, oh, yeah, we've kept all the laws and we've done this. And then he told this one, it was so rich, he said, won't you sell all that you have and come follow me? They got mad and walked off. He couldn't do that. And how many Pharisees did he see? All these priests in the high temples that said they were so perfect, but when he looked at their heart, they was black as coal. That they was doing this stuff. They was doing these laws, but in their heart, they were still crooked and they was manipulated and they was this and that because they didn't have the Holy Spirit to help renew them. They couldn't be renewed because the Spirit wouldn't pour down yet. The Holy Spirit wouldn't pour down yet. And one thing I was talking to my wife tonight, I was saying, you know, when people accept Christ, it says accept Christ with your mouth and with your heart, okay? So if you go into a service and you accept it with your mouth and your heart doesn't really mean it, you don't really receive it. And I can't tell you how many, boatloads of people that sit out here and, you know, they went up front and accepted Christ or they, you know, a lot of the people that accept Christ alone, listen to a radio station or something, they're really hurting and they're really needing it and they're really meaning it. And that's a lot of times when Jesus slams them. They're like out on the floor. I mean, the Holy Spirit's shaking them. You know, it's like really, they're by themselves, but they're, you know, they're slammed that Jesus is really working hard on because they need him so bad. Now, when your heart is so open, I mean, you don't have to be to that extent, but you can, you got to have a yearning for him. I mean, if your mom was telling you to go up front just to look good for the family, that's not a yearning. The yearning is when you want Christ to change you. You want to be the new man that he promised. You want to be the new man, the new woman that he promised. And you ask him in your life, that's when you change. You change. He comes in running. He comes in like a jet, man. He's like, boom. And you feel him. And if you don't, the next day you'll start seeing your life change, transform. So when your heart is open, you accept him with your heart, and you're accepting him with your mouth, and then your heart, you know, and it's open, he comes. And I'm going to go ahead and lay the rest of this on Jacob. What do you think about this, Jacob?
Well, you brought up a lot of interesting stuff. Let's go back to that dude you were talking about. I don't know his name, but excuse me. Let's talk about, you said you didn't really know if he was a believer or not. Well, let's bring out a couple of scriptures. How about Romans 12:1 says, offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. First, you got to do that. If you don't do that, then, you know, you're already out of the game. Well, let's go to verse 2. Romans 12:2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind and don't conform to the world. Don't conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that ye may know. It don't say that, but I'm emphasizing here. That ye may know the good, the perfect, and the acceptable will of God. So you're to know three things. You're to know what's good, you're to know what's perfect, and you're to know what's acceptable as far as the will of God is concerned. And so if this guy is, you know, basically it all comes about, when we get born again, we become a new creature in Christ according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. And we also become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus according to 2 Corinthians 5:21. So what we've got to do is we've got to instantly keep renewing our mind. And we know in the Greek, you mentioned Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your mouth and with the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. And we know from interviewing Danny a week or two ago, I don't remember how long it's been, that in the Greek, heart means mind. So you have to have a mind made up. And you have to keep changing and keep renewing and keep renewing and keep renewing because we were all born in sin. Yeah. We were all born in sin. And your mind is going to – you're trained already to go back to where you're – that's why it's constant renewal. And one more thing before I let you comment on any of this is Galatians 2:20. When I said we have to die, Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, it's not I that live, but it's Christ who liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, the life that I'm living on this earth, I'm not living on my own, but I'm living by the faith of the Son of God who loved himself and gave himself for me. So you have to renew your mind, and all that is dying to yourself. You've got to die. You can't live. You can't, like you were saying before, I like that, going down to the altar. Man, do you know how many people, thousands and thousands and thousands, go down and give God lip service and then go home and do the same stuff? We can't do that. We've got to do Romans 12:2 and Galatians 2:20. If we could just get those two verses wrapped in our mind, things would be a lot better for our Christian walk. But somehow, man, we're pampered by this last day's motivational speaking movement. Sorry, I'm getting off on this, but you gave me a platform. I'm taking it. But we've got to this, you know, it's all about me syndrome. Instead of all about Jesus, everybody's, oh, God loves me, God loves, that's an established fact. But you have to flip that coin around and say, how much do I love God?
But then it's back again. I mean, I'm going to touch many different things, how I thought, my comment on what you just said about some of this stuff. But, you know, back on that is that when you fully fall in love with a person. Just think of your childhood sweetheart from school. When you fall in love with your childhood sweetheart, don't you want to bring them flowers every day? Don't you want to be the nicest guy to her every day? Don't you want to get on your hands and knees and you want to kiss her feet? You want to bring her candy? You want to do, because you think you're in love with this person, right? Okay. Now, when you fall in love with Jesus to that extent, you can't live and breathe without his presence. You can't live and breathe without, you know, knowing he's around. When you get to that point, that kicks it up to a different situation. You know, you're living and breathing, and more you crave, more the Spirit gives you. And that's something unique with that. When you get that craving for Christ, you get craving for God, the more the Spirit gives you. But I have known, I mean, back to the heart thing, you said the mind, I'm not really agreement with that, but it's I've heard a lot of people, they really want to accept God, they really do, but they still have something on the back burner. It's like their mind is like, oh yeah, I want this, but their heart is set 5,000 miles somewhere else. With they might have in their heart that they have a temptation towards women. They might have a temptation towards something. But their mind is wanting this so bad. It's like, oh, yeah, I just want my life turned around. But man, I'm still having this problem, you know. But it's got to be to a point where you want to drop it all. You want to drop it all. Your heart is just empty. It's empty. It can't take it no more. It's got to have that. It's the yearning that God put in you to yearn for him. See, we're all created to be in contact with God. The very first, Adam and Eve, they was fully in contact with God every single day before the fall. We was created for that. It's in our DNA to have that communication. It's in our DNA to have that cell phone, to talk to God every day, to have a communication with God every day. And I'm going somewhere else with this, Jacob. But anyway, I'm getting on limb. I'm going on a tangent, so... But anyway, with that craving for God every day, what happens is that we get closer to God. God is already here. God is everywhere. God is already here, but we're more open to God. Our spirit is more open. And when love is poured in you more, when you're more open to God, it's kind of like you got to have a cleansing process. The love between you and God starts a cleansing process in you, where the love that God is pouring through you because you want him. See, God is a gentleman. Christ is a gentleman. He's not going to come to you if you don't want him. He's not. He's just not. He ain't going to mess with your free will. He's just not going to do that. And a lot of people think Jesus is like, ta-da, I'm coming, I'm jumping in. No, it ain't like it. If you're not ready and you're not accepting, he won't mess with you. But if you're getting to a point, now he does love you desperately and he wants to be with you, but he will reveal himself. That there are some cases where they've been, you know, people's been in drugs and they about got shot. God's really got a call in their life. They won't accept it. He shows up and reveals himself in a certain way. And I'm not saying he just pops out of the woodwork and says, hello. And that might be a case in some cases, but, you know, he really reveals himself. But in many cases, he will not come, not unless you want him to come, not unless you're ready for him to reveal himself to you. And that's a lot of cases, but when you're up there at the altar call and you're really, 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 really wanting him in your heart, he'll come and slam into you and open your heart and show you. There are certain cases where the Lord will keep, the Holy Spirit has been activated on you, so he will keep on tapping you and letting you know how bad you need the Lord. You know, he'll keep on stirring you and let you know how bad you need the Lord. But he can't hear you not unless you allow him to. He can't hear you not unless you allow him to. But like it says in the Bible, you know, once you die, you receive more. It's like, Christ says, he said, you know, give up your family and everything and follow me. And when you lose these things, you gain them. It's like, when you lose yourself, a lot of people don't understand about the losing of the self, or the dying of the self. The dying of the self is that person that you created from the world, you know, the egoic self of you that, you know, I've got to have this, I've got to be a macho guy, I've got to have the big car, I've got to have the trophy wife, it's all about me. When you kill the me doesn't exist. That's when you're dying. When me dies, the old you dies, that's when Christ can take over and you'll start seeing a new life. And like that's what Jacob was saying, that the new thing today is, well, God loves me so I can do whatever I want to. In that case, you've not died yet. You've not died yet. You've got to die. You've got to say, you know, I give everything I have to you. And I'm not saying, I mean, you need to renew your mind and all this. I'm not trying to make it complicated for nobody by no means. Some ministers has a case of making the gospel so complicated that you can't understand it and you just say, well, I can't do that. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to say that when you need Christ desperately, he will come and he will change your life. But I'm trying to make it simple here. When you don't want him, he won't come. He'll be a gentleman. But when you do want him, he will come. And when you accept him, he will come in you and change your life and make you a new person. Woman or man, he will make you a new person. And you will see a transformed self. You'll start seeing yourself transformed. But when you accept the Lord, you're still a young Christian. You still need to renew your mind with the Word. You need to renew your mind with the Word. Find you a decent church to go to. And have your mind renewed daily, you know.
Yeah, probably want to teach you the Word.
yeah. And, you know, you want to hear the Word. It helps you renew. But, you know, the simple thing of it is give it all to him. Give it all to him and see what he does with it. And I'm sure he will do more with you. He will do more with you than if you would give it all to a boyfriend or you give it all to a girlfriend. Or you give it all to your boss or to your job, and you can see what would happen. You give it all to a job, what would happen? One day you get fired and you end up with nothing. You give it all to Jesus, he gives you a new life and gives you everlasting life in eternity. So it's like a big return you get back on his side. So, you know, a lot of people, it's too easy to throw their lives away on anything. They think it's an easy throw. And one thing I would like y'all to listen to is our Saturday show where I'm going to let Jacob, you talk a little bit about Saturday show we're going to have.
This Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday.
This Saturday show. Okay. I just wanted to make sure we were clear. This Saturday show, I'm going to be talking about some dreams and visions of what I call the awful place, and I'm going to be talking about hell. And you know, with the current teachings in the earth today, I'm going to say in the earth. I'm not even saying the church. A lot of people won't touch that subject. They want to talk about the goodness of God and me. And there's a lot of people that, and I'm going to touch on this more. There's groups of people called universalists, and they don't believe anybody's going to hell. Well, that's that's wishful thinking. And we'll talk about the rich man and Lazarus. But basically, I'm going to talk about my dreams and visions, and I was really there. In the spirit, I was there, and I felt, I saw, I touched, I had feelings. But on the flip side of that, I'm going to talk about a vision that I had at my friend Tony Kemp had a supernatural school back in October, I think it was, October, November of 2012, and I was there, and one of the last days, the last night, I think it was, I had a vision, and I'm not going to tell you what I saw until you tune in, so I'm just trying to leave a little mystery here. If you want to know what I saw in the vision in the supernatural school, tune in. If you want to know what I experienced when I was in hell, then tune in. So I'm not going to give you all the details. You got to listen for that. But you can do that this Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 9 Central, at www.blogtalkradio.com/locate777.
Amen. And we're going to come right back. We're going to go into a song. And if anybody wants a healing prayer session, call me at 347-996-3615. It's 347-996-3615. We had an awesome healing prayer. I'll say last week we got a deliverance. The Lord touched the lady, put his presence upon her, and really touched her that night. So if anybody would like the same to happen to them, you got a situation in your life, you need a healing with your leg, you know, we expect to see the prayers happen now, not next week, not 2 months from now. We expect the Lord to do something now, and he will. He always does. But just call in at 347-996-3615. God bless you, and we'll be right back.
Well, late one night she started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said, I haven't prayed since I was young, but Lord above, I need a miracle. Well, no matter who you are, and no matter what you've done, there will come a time when you can make it on your own. And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle. I need a miracle. He lost his job and all he had. looking for or even what he'd find. And the song he heard, it gave him hope and strength to carry on. And on that night, they found a miracle.
Amen, everybody. Anybody needs a miracle, call in at 347-996-3615. It's 347-996-3615. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and take among myself. I'm going to, appreciate Nate for some of his songs. He plays Jesus is Alive and Heaven is a Solution and all that. We had him on the show last Saturday. And he was a great guest. We learned a lot from his life, and he gave us permission to play, quite a bit of his songs. And Jacob, can you go ahead and plug his website and all that?
Yeah, that sounds good. You heard Hands of the Healer at the beginning of the show tonight, and Hands of the Healer comes off the record Rise from Zion, which I have, and I love every song on that CD. It's fantastic. I encourage you to go to natemariaki.com. That's Nate Mariaki. That's MARIALKE, Mariaki. Go to natemariaki.com. Check out his stuff. If you want him to play in your church, I'm sure that he can do that, church event, whatever. Just go let him know that you like this music. We're going to be playing his music from probably here on out. But we really appreciate you, Nate, and thanks so much. But natemariaki.com, and Hands of the Healer was off the record Rise from Zion. And later on, whenever we play these other songs, I'll let you know what record they come off of. But we just wanted to give Nate his plug and our special and grateful thanks for letting him, for letting us use his music. Sorry.
Amen. And Miracle Song came from Third Day. They're a great band. They've been out for quite a while. You can find a lot of their things, at Walmart, your local store. I think it was Top Christian Hits 2014. I think that's the CD. You can find it there. You can find a lot of great Christian hits, off of that CD. And, anything that really touches you, through your local Christian radio station, you can find it, on that CD, and they have some amazing songs. I even got, King and Queens. I love that song too. We might be playing that here at the very end. But one thing I want to get to, anybody wants to call in and wants the Lord to touch them, just go ahead. I'm gonna give you another chance to call in. And what we're gonna do, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna say a prayer for everybody. So we'll be right back, and I'm going to play that Kings and Queens. We will be right back.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for making us kings and queens. Kings and queens of the Father. We're all father, you know, daughters and sons of the Father. And through Jesus Christ only, you can become a son and daughter of God Almighty. And I really encourage everybody to become a king and queen of the Father. So, by the Father, not of the Father, but by the Father. Let me get that corrected there. But anyway, at this time, anybody that wants to accept the Lord with their heart, their mouth, they're more than happy to say this prayer with me. At this time, if you want to accept the Lord, just say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross. I accept that you died on the cross. I accept that you rose again. I ask you to take all of my sins that I ever done, ask you to take them from me now. I accept you as my Lord and Savior, Lord Jesus. And I ask you to come and live within my heart right now, Lord Jesus. I ask you to come and live right in my heart right now. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Lord and Savior. Thank you for coming and living inside of my heart. In Jesus' holy name, amen. If you just said this prayer,
amen.
He came right in. He just came and lived right inside of your heart. But, Jacob, we're going to go ahead and do a prayer. And what we're going to do, we're going to get words of knowledge for anybody that's listening. And I'm going to go ahead and start the prayer, and I'm going to see what type of words of knowledge you got, and we'll go back and forth and pray for these people. Lord Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the listeners. I ask you to deliver to us right now through words of knowledge of the healing that's going to take place. And I ask for all these people to get healed and transformed in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to deliver the messages to us now. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Jacob, you picking up anything?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had my eyes closed and was envisioning that a fibromyalgia is screaming in my ears. A lot of times when I get words of knowledge, things just scream at me in my spirit. That's the one way I know to say them. But anybody who's experiencing fibromyalgia, I don't care how long you've had it, neither does Jesus. He wants to heal it. He's already paid for it. Fibromyalgia is being healed. Migraine headaches are being healed right now. Anybody with a migraine headache, just receive. All you have to do right now is receive what Jesus has already bought and paid for. He deserves what he paid for, according to our friend Art Thomas. I saw somebody wearing a back brace, and I don't know your name. Sometimes the Lord gives me a certain person's name. Sometimes he doesn't, but I saw somebody wearing a back brace. They've been having severe lower back pain for a long, long time, and that's what I have right now at this moment.
In Jesus' name, I noticed that somebody's having sinus infection, that they're having nasal problems. I don't know whether they're having problems where they can't breathe. The sinus infection's got so bad that they're just having problems breathing. It's affecting their work. It's affecting their everyday life. I want you to put your hand on your nose now. In Jesus' name, I command that sinus infection to leave. I curse and bind you at the root, and I command you to break loose now in Jesus' name. Sinus infection, leave now. You have no authority. You go now. Sinus infections, leave now in Jesus' name. They're gone. Picking up somebody right now, it's a mind matter. I don't know whether you're confused, I don't know whether it's just depression or something going on mentally. In Jesus' name, I curse all spirits of depression, all spirits of confusion. I command them to leave off the audience now. I ask y'all to just put your hands on your head, you know, and just receive it. This is giving, you know, you're putting action into your faith. When you put action in your faith, you receive it. So but just put your hands on your head or whatever just to receive it. In Jesus' name, the spirit of confusion, depression, spirit of death, leave. I curse all three of you. I bind you in Jesus' name, and you leave now. Go. Go now in Jesus' name. depression, you leave now. You break loose now in Jesus' name. I don't know if somebody had suicidal thoughts before. I know we picked it up one other time, but I'm getting that too. In Jesus' name, you leave. I bind you, and you break loose now in Jesus' name. There's a leg. I'm seeing there's a leg. I'm trying to see which one. I'm thinking it's the right leg. Just put your hand on that leg in Jesus' name. I command all bone, all muscles, all tendons to grow back together now, be repaired now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all bones grow back together. All tendons, all muscles grow back together now and be repaired in Jesus' name. I command pain to leave the kneecap. All the bones in the knee to be repaired now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill that leg up with your heat. Repair all the tendons all up and down the leg that needs to be repaired now. I command that now in Jesus' name. I'm getting, there's a sprung arm. It might be the left arm that's having problems. I command the arm to be healed now in Jesus' name. Put your hand on that arm. I command the elbow to be healed. I command all tendons and all muscles and all bones to be repaired now in that arm in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fill that arm now with your heat. Repair that arm now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for healing all of these people. At this time, Father, I ask you to bring your healing presence upon them. Bring your blessings upon them. Bring your peace upon them. In Jesus' name, Father, bring your peace upon them now. Bring the spirit of peace upon them to fall upon them now. Peace come upon them now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for bringing the peace of the Father upon them. Thank you in Jesus' name. Father, I want to thank you for all these healings that you did tonight for these people. Jesus, I thank you for interceding for us. I thank you for touching them, healing them, repairing them, and showing what you paid your price for, that you deserve every healing that you paid that price for in your holy name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank everyone.
I want to say one thing really quick about these words of knowledge. Let me just explain something in the few minutes that we have left. I'm not going to take up all the time. The words of knowledge that we get, Stan or I get, is a gift of the Spirit. And so if you're one of the people out there that hears anything, I mean, we might not call everything. We pray a general prayer. But if it's something specific, expect God to heal you. When we give these words of knowledge, we expect to see people healed. We don't just give them to show that we will operate in the spiritual gifts. We're trying to help you and bring the life and power of God to you. We're not, we're not show off. This is just one of the many gifts of the Spirit this is one of the many spiritual gifts that every believer should operate in, and we do that. But I just wanted to let everybody know that when you hear these things, accept them right then. God wants to heal you. If we call it out, we expect it. I just wanted to say that about the word of knowledge.
Amen. Now, anybody that has received a healing, go to the Healing Light Show on Facebook. Put down your testimony, how God has healed you through this show, how he has transformed your life through his show. It's the Healing Light Show on Facebook. Or go to Stan Shell or Jacob Phillips and leave us something. But anytime you want to leave a testimony on the Healing Light Show, we'd be more than, happy to just receive the testimony. It helps bring more people to the show, help show people what God is doing in your life and in people's lives today, that the power of God is really working on people. So we really appreciate it. But, we thank you for listening to our show today. I'm going to have Eric Wilding on. He's going to be on the 23rd of this month. He does a lot of work in the Spirit. God travels him all over the world, healing people while he sleeps. He's had many spiritual experiences, and he's going to be a very amazing guest we're going to have on here. Jacob Phillips, guest host, he's an amazing guest too, is going to be telling a story about what he experienced. Jacob has quite a few little things that he's done, God's did with him. He's not really shared with y'all, and I'm going to try to get him to share that where we can all benefit from that. But we've got you know, some cool guests coming in the next couple of weeks. So just stay tuned and see what you can learn about the Lord and how God is working through people. And I want to say, you know, good night to all of y'all, and we'll see you or hear you Saturday at 10 a.m. God bless every one of you.
Like your life is in pieces, too broken to